Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios Nancy Bennett. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Nice to have you. Nancy is representing the Jamestown Community Piano Association. And a little bonus this year. Normally, we would have you once in the spring, but we have a special concert coming up. And this is something in addition to what you thought your season was going to be, right?
Well, we never entirely know. Sometimes opportunities present themselves and we just can't resist them. And our audiences seem to love it. So it's a pattern, I guess, we're willing to go with.
A good way to be.
Exactly. So June 3rd is this additional concert. We've just had our traditional ending concert, which is a Mother's Day concert with Manabu Takasawa, who is such a favorite with the audiences, and that Mother's Day occasion is just a delightful occasion.
He's been doing that for a lot of years now.
He's been doing that a lot of years. He's been a huge supporter of ours. He's been a consultant.
Right.
He's been the curator, if you will, of student concerts for us. And he's just been a very, you know, a great friend of the Jamestown Community Piano, as well as an essential part of it. So we're very grateful to have him.
For those of you that remember the name, he is also a professor at University of Rhode Island.
That's right, professor of music at University of Rhode Island, and the creator of the Piano Extravaganza, for those of you who get there in April.
There you go. So now, June 3rd, we're going to have a special concert, and this is going to be same place, same location.
Same place, same location. It's June 3rd. We're very excited and happy to have Roberto Plano, who is an Italian pianist, performing for us. He was he may be known to some of the musical audience in the area because he was at the Newport Music. He was at the Newport Music Festival last year in 2017, and he is with us on Sunday, June 3rd at 2 o'clock, St. Matthew's.
You scooped the Newport Music Festival.
Well, no, I think they got there first. Occasionally we scoop them, but they got there first. And, you know, we're happy to follow along. If there's a wonderful pianist that we can bring to our audience, we don't hold back. So let me tell you just a little about Roberto.
I mean, I just want to interrupt and make sure that people understand. When I said same place and same time, we're talking about St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown. And it's going to be on 2 o'clock, right?
At 2 o'clock, yes.
On June 3rd. Okay, let's talk about him.
Yes, he's has won a number of awards. What is mentioned here is first prize winner of the 2001 Cleveland International Piano Competition, finalist at the 12th Van Cliburn International Competition in 2005, laureate of the 2003 Honens International Piano Competition. It goes on and on.
Yeah, I was going to say, we only have an hour program.
He performs all over the world, including at Alice Tully Hall in New York City. He's performed in Milan regularly, Paris, London, Dublin, Munich. That goes on and on. He's appeared with orchestras in Italy, in Germany, in Spain, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, Switzerland, the UK, Japan, and U.S. Orchestras all over the country. He apparently has been on a number of different radio stations, so we should have gotten him for this. He's appeared on NPR, WNYC in New York City, GBH's Classics in the Morning, WCRI in Newport. So we'll have to work on that. BBC in London. He's also been named the Best Ensemble Performer of 2003 Honens Competition for his performances with cellist Shauna Rolston and a soprano Ingrid Atrott. He has a piano partner. He does duets with this piano partner. Worked with many, many different chamber groups. recorded many, many different recordings, including some of the ones you'll hear today, some Liszt and some Brahms. And not being busy enough, he came up with a music association in 2011 called the Alfred Cortot, which he chairs, and it supports music education in young people. And obviously, he just had too much, time on his hands. So in September 2016, he joined the faculty of the Boston University.
Well, there you go.
Which is probably why we can get him, because he's a little close.
All right. Closer. We don't have to fly him in from Taiwan.
Exactly.
Or anything like that.
All right. Exactly. And he's got a very exciting program lined up of Liszt, an Argentinian composer, Astor Piazzolla. He's got Alberto Ginastera, who is well known to many of our audience, and we'll end with a George Gershwin. Hmm. So it's quite a wonderful program. But we're going to start with something that's not on the program, because because it's a gorgeous piece. He is also a wonderful Brahmsian and has played, has a Brahms disc, or is it two? No, it's just one. And so we're going to start with the first movement of, what is it, Sonata number 3 in G minor? Am I right? Am I wrong? I'm not looking.
Well, you can look.
I can look. Yeah. Sonata number 3 in F minor, opus 5, the Allegro maestoso. So this is the first movement of Sonata number 3
Excellent.
In F minor.
All right. We will listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nancy Bennett, representing the Jamestown Community Piano Association. And a special treat this summer, actually, it's not quite summer yet, almost, but on June 3rd, there'll be a special concert at the St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, 2 o'clock, and a special event that isn't always planned, but this is an extra one this season, and we're talking about that concert. And Nancy, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be possible without help from lots of people.
That's right. This concert of Roberto Plano was an opportunity that a sponsor made possible for us. And we've been so fortunate in the support this concert series and our organization and our community piano has gotten from the people, the audience who show up and put cash donations in the glass jar to our larger angels, I think we can call them. That's what they call them on Broadway.
Sure.
And we've had some wonderful, wonderful angels over the years. The Manabu concert was sponsored by Mrs. Barbara Porter Babs to her friends, who was not able to be there due to ill health. But she's been a longtime supporter of that, of Manabu and the Mother's Day concert. This concert with Roberto Plano was made possible by Mrs. Norma Cummings, who has become a very ardent supporter of ours. She was a pianist in the day and has just loves coming to the concerts, and her family is always around her. So this is a wonderful opportunity for her passion for music and our passion for music to share music with the world. We have many other wonderful concerts. Mr. George Boyer has been a great supporter as well. The first time he supported a concert was in memory of his wife, Fran Boyer. So, and since then, he's been a loyal supporter every year or so. He supports a concert. His son has become a supporter. His son, Blair, and wife, Liz Boyer, have also supported our concerts. Perhaps our longest-term supporter will remain anonymous, partly because I didn't get in touch with him to find out if it would be okay to mention his name. So I'm keeping your anonymity, and you know who you are. He and his partner now have become huge supporters of this concert series. In the early days, before we had a piano, and it was just a glint in the founder's eyes, in John Biddle's eyes, this person would come up to him and stuff a check into his coat pocket and for the piano, for the purchase of the piano. And he continued every year coming up and stuffing a check into his pocket, and we could have concerts, and we could have more concerts, and we could have bigger concerts, and we could have, finally, he supported whole concerts of expensive New York pianists coming, and he's just been a real leader in sponsorship for our piano series, and has helped us get over the hump of reaching out and finding sponsors.
What a great story. It's a great thing to have. Great treasure for Jamestown and all of the area.
Yeah. And then, this next piece is a piece that that Roberto Plano is planning to play. His program is a program of Liszt, as I said. He's playing from the Harmonies Poétiques et Religieuses. And this first piece will lead his program. It's my French is so bad.
That's all right. I know.
Are we going to call it something or just say, it's going to be on the program.
There we go.
Come and you can read it.
That's right. Come to the concert.
And it's the hymn to an infant So it's a little slower, more reflective or contemplative piece. And one of the reviewers was talking about the recording that he did for this whole cycle. And apparently the cycle has a long and complicated history of origin and change. And the most important or the best known piece, the Funerales, will also be on the program and stands alone in Liszt's creations. It characterizes his Liszt's lifelong search for musical expression of his religiosity and religious aesthetic, but there are also the seeds of crystallization of his development as composer and artist. And Roberto Plano comes to this very spiritual music without allowing himself to get swept away, as the reviewer says, without giving preference to any single musical thought in the face of the great dominant attitude. silent prayer, sorrow bordering on growing silent hymnic pathos, visionary ecstasy, religious and erotic yearning. This and all the other colors may be found in the spectrum of the cycle. Plano doesn't smudge them or apply them with a wide brush. His presentation even has the courage to attend the fragmentary, that which isolates the detail. So he succeeds, so to speak, in shining light into the tiniest corner of the score and bringing many a jewel to light. This reviewer from the Boston Musical Intelligencer goes on to say, his playing exudes great maturity, calm, and mastery, and never seems forced. There seems no limit to his pianistic expressiveness. So this next piece will be the list, and I think it'll give you a little sense of some of this religiosity and the colors of music that we've been talking about.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Once again, we are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nancy Bennett, talking about a special concert coming up on Sunday afternoon, June 3rd, at St. Matthew's Church in beautiful downtown Jamestown, 2 o'clock. And as normally, these are free concerts, right, Nancy? That's a little bit hard to believe, but...
Free concerts, yes, open to the public, and of course, donations accepted at the door, and we talked about sponsors who've helped us make that possible as well. And
but the intention is to make it affordable for anybody.
Exactly. That's been the whole point, is to make this music available to anybody who would like to hear it.
Great.
And sometimes we have various people who can give a little, give a lot, give nothing. Yep. It's okay. We want our audience in there enjoying the music. That's the gift they give us.
Excellent. So, all right, let's get back to the program.
So next, just wanted to give a just two of the highlights we have for next season. We have Vasily Primakov and Ben Capps coming back as a duo in the fall, which we're very excited about. And we have Viktor Valkov returning in the spring. And he was, they both, all three of those performers were very popular, so we're very happy to have them. And, of course, many other things are waiting in the wings to be determined and announced when we have nailed it all down.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to have you back, obviously, in the early fall, late summer, sometimes you announce all those things.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. So back to the program. Well, actually, what we're going to do is just to play another movement of that same Brahms Sonata number 3 in F minor, Opus 5. And this will be the finale, the Allegro Moderato Ma Rubato. And it's quite a lovely, this whole sonata is just so exquisite. So this will be the final movement of Sonata number 3 in F minor.
Thank you.
some beautiful music by a very talented pianist, obviously, and looking forward to a lot of people coming out and supporting the Jamestown Community Piano Association and their continuing effort to have great music be able to be reached by anyone that would like to enjoy it. And Nancy, I want to thank you for coming in once again and bringing everybody the information on this special additional concert.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here, and our audiences do comment on these programs, so it's a special support to us.
Great.
So I wanted to finish with a piece that shows an entirely different side of Roberto Plano, and perhaps you'll see more of that side in the concert. There are two composers in his concerts that in this concert program that are Argentinian and known for tango music. Astor Piazzolla is actually known for Nueve tango, and maybe I've butchered the pronunciation, and which is a jazzy and also contemporary, and brings in some classical elements to tango. And Ginastera is also an Argentinian and perhaps much better known than Piazzolla. And he composes classical music as well as some more dance-like music. And we will just have to wait and see. It looks like a suite of dances for Ginastera. And the last piece that he'll play in the program will be George Gershwin. And the Rhapsody in Blue is a piece that has been composed for solo piano and also for, I think Ravel did the orchestral version of it. And people more often hear the orchestral version. But we will, Roberto Plano will be playing a solo piano version that he himself made some, well, it's called his own version.
Yeah, changes, little
changes,
adaptations.
Who knows? So, but I think what it will present, these three composers will present a very lively, maybe slightly jazzier side than we've heard in this program so far. So I want to go out with a piece that gives us a flavor of that. The Chopinata is a sort of a jazzy takeoff on Chopin, and it's known, the version that the Clement Doucet version is well known. And this is perhaps Clement Doucet, but with a healthy dose of Roberto Plano thrown in, his own version of the Chopinata. And I just want to finish because I saw this headline in one of the reviewers and I thought, okay, this will work. The headline was, Plano's performance was like devils dancing on a mountaintop. And so I think we're going to see some of the spirit of that in the Chopinata, and I'm sure we're going to see some of that spirit on June 3rd at 2 o'clock at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown with Roberto Plano playing.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Nancy. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.